I'm Amy from Glasgow Science Centre. Welcome to A Spark of Science. Today, we're finding out what happens to satellites when they stop being useful. The first satellite, Sputnik 1, was launched by the Soviet Union in October 1957. Over the following decades, technology advanced so that more satellites could be launched together. Satellites have now become so small that 100 can be launched in one go. Satellites monitor weather, track ocean currents, and help us communicate. However, like any machine, they are subject to wear and tear and don't last forever. So, what happens when satellites reach the end of their life? Two options are available. They can fall back to Earth or be blasted farther into space. Satellites in near-Earth orbit are slowed down and deorbited. Small satellites burn up in the Earth's atmosphere. Larger objects require more planning. Scientists time the deorbit so that the satellite lands in an area of the Pacific Ocean called the Oceanic Pole of Inaccessibility, or Point Nemo. Point Nemo is so remote that the nearest civilization is sometimes the crew of the International Space Station passing overhead. Point Nemo is the final resting place of the Mir space station, which existed before the International Space Station. Satellites that are further out from Earth perform one final fuel burn and are blasted into a graveyard orbit over 35,000 kilometres away. Thanks for listening to A Spark of Science brought to you by Glasgow Science Centre. As an educational charity, we want to keep everyone inspired with science. You can explore a vast array of online content on our website, and you'll find us on X at GSC1.